Cornelius is thought to be an unclean individual because he is not Jewish. Just because he is not Jewish, he is thought to be unclean, him and his whole family. And for anybody from the Jewish nation, it was forbidden for him to cross the threshold of their house, to go through that door and into the house, either to spend time with them or to sit at a meal and eat with them. And when he comes back to Jerusalem, the people are saying, "Why did you do that? Why did you do that to make yourself unclean? Why did you cross social boundaries? Why did you step where you're not supposed to step, Peter?" And Peter explains the whole vision to them. And he explains the circumstances at the end of the vision and the connection of these two things together. Okay? He explains the vision to them. He explains the circumstances that happen around that vision and their connection. This is where I say it's not about making all food clean. That's not where this happens in Scripture. It happens in another place in the Gospels where Jesus says, "Nothing that goes into a man makes him unclean." It doesn't happen in this passage. This passage, Peter recognizes that the vision that God has given him is connected to the men who come, and that he is supposed to cross social boundaries, and that he is supposed to go there. And when he goes there and he tells them about Jesus Christ, guess what happens? The Holy Spirit comes and inhabits those people as the Holy Spirit did on the day of Pentecost at the beginning of the church. And Peter steps back and goes, "Wait a minute. They get the same gift that I get? Wait a minute. They get the same gift that I get?" And Peter is shocked by it. Peter is incredibly shocked by it. And what does he tell the people in Jerusalem? He says to them, "Who am I to stop what God is doing? Who am I to stop what God is doing?" You see, the Jewish people expected God and God's presence and God's blessings and God's gifts to exist only within the nation of Israel, not outside of it. Matter of fact, the word that they have for the people outside of Israel is goyim. And goyim is not a pleasant word. It's not meant as a nice term. It's meant as a term for all of those people that God didn't choose. That's what it's meant. That's exactly the understanding of that word. We are the Israelites. We are God's chosen people. And everyone else is not chosen by God. So Peter goes into these people who are not chosen by God, and he can't believe it. He cannot believe what happens. Because it's then that Peter sees God's work in the lives of others thought to be outside the godly community. He sees their work and says, "I can't believe this has happened. I can't believe what is happening to these people," because we perceive them and we understand them to be outside the godly community. How can this happen? How can this go on? You know, the same thing exists today. The exact same thing exists today. We see people of other nations and other races. We see people of other religions that they're currently following now. And we see them outside the godly community. And sometimes we even make the decision for them. You know, even if I were to share God with them, they're not going to accept. They grew up a different way than me. They come from a different nation. They come from a different race. Their skin is a different color than mine. God is not going to accept them. You see, we make that decision already. And we make that decision by what we perceive from our own social class. They don't look like me. They don't act like me. They've got something completely different going on in their life. And so we decide that God wouldn't like them either. And I think sometimes that is the most sinful thing that we can do. Because we don't give these other people an opportunity to hear about how God wants to work in their lives. We don't give them that opportunity. We have decided for them already. We didn't give them a chance. And you see, as these men come to Peter and they say, Peter, Cornelius is inviting you into his house. The Lord has asked you to come and to share with us unclean people, us ungodly people. We have felt that God wants to touch our hearts too. And Peter, we ask you to come. The truth is, we stay inside of our own little universe sometimes, and we don't look outside of it. And the truth is that sometimes we can walk right past the people who need Jesus Christ the most. I want to let you know I do it too. I do it too. And I struggle against that, and I fight against that. I might drive through a section of a town where I'm like, I don't feel comfortable here. That happened to me not too long ago. I drove through a section of town, and on every street corner was a sign for a bail bondsman. And at every grocery store, there was a sign for a bail bondsman. And every convenience store and every gas station. And my first immediate thought was, I'm in the wrong section of town. You see, I already made a decision about all the people that were there. I already made a decision that God might not touch their hearts. I mean, I can't ever say I've traveled through a town and noticed that on every street corner there's a sign for a bail bondsman. That just kind of tells me I'm in the wrong section of town. If they need to advertise on 4x8 signs on every corner, there must be a bunch of people here that have that need. And maybe I'm amongst folks that I shouldn't be amongst. And I immediately felt unsafe because of my preconceived notions. And I immediately made the decision that there's probably nobody in this neighborhood that I want to talk to. I can remember times traveling through Richmond. And I know as I come up to this street corner up here and at this light, there's going to be 5 or 6 or 7 people sitting right here begging for money, asking for something, needing help. Guess what I'm never going to do? I'm never looking this way. I made a decision that they're unclean. And I didn't want to be involved in their lives. I made a decision already. Maybe I was the person that God was asking to talk to them. Maybe I was the one that God wanted me to roll down the window and talk to them. I know some of you would say, Pastor, that's taking a chance. Yes, it is. And sometimes God wants us to do that. You see, Peter took a chance. He knew in his mind that I should not go to the house of this unclean person. When I go back to Jerusalem, they're going to get on me for doing this. I shouldn't do it. And he recognized that God was speaking to him in a way that he needed to step across social boundaries, and that he needed to do something different. So I wonder, has God brought us visions and circumstances that might cause us to include more people than we do? Has God brought us visions and circumstances? Has God opened the doors that we might step in a place that we've never stepped before? Has God said, "I will protect you"? As you go where I ask you to step, I will protect you. I still think of the story, it just came to my mind, about Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot was a missionary in Ecuador to an Indian tribe. And him and some other gentlemen were trying to reach out to them and bring them the word of Jesus Christ. God had asked them to step in a different place. They were all murdered. They were all murdered. Elizabeth Elliot, Jim's wife, took her young daughter right back to that same tribe. And she went right back to them. And because of what had happened, many of those Indians became Christians. She went right back in a place where people said you shouldn't go, especially with a young toddler. You shouldn't go. It's unsafe. Those people are unclean. They're not going to accept you. And she went right back there. She stepped across a boundary that people felt like she could not step across and that she should not step across. It made an incredible difference to a great number of individuals. Has God brought us visions and circumstances where God's asking us to include more people? As I've talked with some folks about, we need to step out and we need to branch out. Throughout my whole ministry, I've always heard this: "Pastor, I don't know that many non-Christians anymore. All the people I know, Pastor, go to church already." My answer to you is, you need to make some different choices then. If all the people you know go to church somewhere, God's asking us to reach out to this community. You need to join organizations, be part of community activity where people are not part of any church. You need to cross the boundaries that we've set up. Because you see, the longer you're a Christian, oftentimes the less number of non-Christians you know. Because we surround ourselves with people we call of the godly community. Because I'm trying to live a godly life and they'll help me live a godly life. Part of living the godly life is reaching out to the people who don't know God. And sometimes we have to make different choices. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But there are some people that you can become friends with, and they see Christ in your life, and their life will change. And I'm willing to also tell you this: you're going to be able to become friends with some people that I can't. That's the great thing about the body of Christ. Tomorrow, we'll all be in different directions. We won't all be sitting here in this room. We'll be in all kinds of different directions, and you will meet people who do not go to church. Will you cross the social boundaries? You see, here's one of the things that I know happens, and I've seen it happen throughout my whole ministry. God always comes to other people first before I get to them. God always does. God is always there in front of me. When we see God's movement in people's lives, we should include them and praise God. When God is asking me to step over the social boundaries, the class boundaries, the nation boundaries, the race boundaries, when God asks me to step over those, God's already there. And God is already touching people's hearts before I get there. And sometimes all it needs is a word from me about how I serve God, how God has saved me, how God has helped me, and that turns that one person's life completely around. And if I decide I'm not going to cross the social boundaries or any kind of other boundaries that I have made up, that person's life may never change. Because God's asked me to be the one that speaks to them. See what happened with Peter? The people were already prepared before Peter got there. They were already ready. And Peter got there and they changed their hearts and they received the same gift that we get, the Holy Spirit. God had already done all the work. We make it like we've got to do the work. Oftentimes, God already does it, and all we've got to do is supply some supporting evidence for some other person to go, well, I'll change my life, and I'll accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior because you have told me what it's done for you. Are we willing to cross those boundaries? When we see God's movement in people's lives, we should include them and praise God. Do you see what happened when Peter gave his testimony? He gave his testimony in Jerusalem, and all the people who were accusing Peter of stepping in the wrong place said, wait a minute, they got the same Holy Spirit? Let's praise God. Let's lift our hands and let's say, God, thank you for bringing them the same gift you brought us. Thank you. Let's praise God for a work that doesn't stay in the midst of our own community. Are we ready to do that? Are we willing to cross the social boundaries of our day to see the kingdom of God grow? Are we willing to cross the social boundaries of our day to see the kingdom of God grow? God's looking for people that are willing to do that. Are you willing to reach out where you never have before? Are you willing to give up on some of your priorities so that somebody else can hear about God? Even if it goes against the way you were taught? Are we willing to cross the social boundaries? Let's pray. Lord, you are asking us to step and meet people who don't know you. And for many of us, that's an uncomfortable feeling. And for many of us, it's something we don't want to do. But I believe, Lord, that you're willing to show us, as you showed Peter time and time and time again, that all folks are clean. And that all folks are vessels to receive your Holy Spirit once they believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, may we not decide for somebody else, but may we cross the boundaries that we need to, so that many more can come to the kingdom of God and know eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.